Hello, everyone. Welcome to an episode of Voices of Hope. This is a podcast of New Hope Presbyterian Church in Castle Rock, Colorado. Today, we have a very special guest on the podcast. Her name is Deanna Hine, and she has worked with our Zimbabwe mission group at New Hope. And as she's going to tell you in the interview, she's been to Zimbabwe 5 times. This is a mission that's very dear to her heart. But before we get to her, just a few announcements for you all. Coming up on Wednesday, November 13th at 9:15 a.m., there is a Veterans Pancake Breakfast Celebration for New Hope's preschool. If you are a veteran and you want to attend and show our children what it means to be a patriot in our country, you could RSVP to Betsy by email at bnashand@newhopepres.org. We have a Thanksgiving service coming up on November 21st. That's a Thursday at 6:30 p.m. This is an interfaith service with a community choir. We're asking attendees to bring non-perishable goods or a monetary donation that will be given to the Help and Hope Center. A pie reception fellowship hall will follow the service. And then coming up on December 7th and 8th, there is a figgy pudding party. Music, readings, choir, dessert, candlelight, charming waitstaff, handbells, string quartet, and a special Christmas guest. Tickets are $7 each. Go on sale November 10 between services, or you can contact Kathy at 303-688-4259. And so those are a couple of things just to highlight that are coming up on the horizon for us here at New Hope. Without further ado, here's Deanna talking about Zimbabwe. Hi, Deanna. Is
that good morning?
Is that how you say it?
That is Deanna. How you say it, Deanna. Right. Yep.
You're here to talk about Zimbabwe, and you were here. You were there not too long ago. So tell us a little bit about who you are and how you got involved with the Zimbabwe mission at New Hope.
Sure. So again, I'm Deanna. It's interesting that in Zimbabwe they call me Deanna. So. They can't quite pronounce names. It's always interesting. And of course, we have a huge challenge pronouncing their names sometimes too. But I'm Deanna, and I've been here at New Hope probably for about 15 years. Wow. I am involved in the Zimbabwe Mission Partnership, of which New Hope is one of 10 churches that have banded together to help Heather Chimoga Orphan Care in Zimbabwe. I've been involved with the partnership since about 2007, and it's my story in regards to how I got involved. Actually, the very first church service I ever attended here at New Hope, I was looking for a new church home. Ralph and Roberta Pippett were speaking, and they were talking about their recent experience and their recent trip to Zimbabwe. So I was very drawn to that, to New Hope being a mission-related church. Now, it took probably from there about 3 years of God knocking at my door over and over again about Zimbabwe before I actually got directly involved. But really, the reason I'm here is because of Ralph and Roberta Pippin.
And they had started the Zimbabwe mission at New Hope, is that correct?
That's
correct.
Because
that was before my time,
yep.
Even. So.
Yep, that's correct. It's probably been about 25 years ago that they first started their involvement in Zimbabwe. And they were long-term members here of the church, yeah.
So over time, you were kind of brought into the mission of Zimbabwe, and you were in Zimbabwe this summer. When were you there?
Yeah, so I took my fifth visit to Zimbabwe.
Wow.
This summer. We were there end of June and most of July, and it was an incredible experience. I traveled with two other individuals, Jackie Logan, who is also an active member of the partnership, and then her daughter, Lenise Logan, who is a nurse. So it was a real pleasure to be able to travel with both of them on this trip.
And going back to, you said it's a 10-church partnership.
Yep.
Is that just Presbyterian churches, or is that other churches as well? Or is that just in the presbytery?
A great question. So the partnership itself is under the presbytery, but we do have involvement from other churches that are not part of the presbytery. I'll give you one example because I love to shout them out. Faith Lutheran Church, that's also here in the Castle Rock area, has been very active in some of our fundraising, and there are other churches as well. And then we also just bring in the broader community. So whoever is drawn and wants to help and wants to get involved, we don't turn anybody away.
So tell us about your experience being there this summer. And I think there's the good experiences that you had within the mission of it and the people. But I also know that that country has been in a little bit of a turmoil the last mm-hmm. couple of years, especially with the politics and, forget his name.
Mugabe.
Yes.
Yes. Mugabe. That, yes.
Just tell us about your experience.
Sure. Sure. So, and it might be helpful if it's okay. I'm just going to give a really brief description of what we do, just so those that maybe are hearing this podcast but don't know anything about the partnership. So the purpose Perfect. Of the ZMP is really to provide a venue for the participating churches as well as the wider community to work together to bring hope to orphans and vulnerable children in Zimbabwe. And it's a particular region that we operate in. And the name of the organization we support there is Heather Chimorga Orphan Care. We bring hope by providing food, water, clothing, medical care, emotional care, paying school fees, making way for Bible study and spiritual development of the children, and a lot of other areas. So we take a very holistic approach to how we are helping to provide care for the orphans there. The other thing that I always like to make real clear, it's not a brick and mortar orphanage. We have a very different structure. The children live in the community, in the broader community, with caregivers, sometimes distant relatives or grandparents or aunts or uncles. But those families don't have the resources, the money to pay for food for those children, to pay for school fees, to the basic necessities of life, because they're often caring for their own family. So they'll take children in, which is wonderful and beautiful that they can be in their own community and not in a institution, but we come alongside those families to help with the care of the orphans. That's a yeah. little bit about what we do and how that works.
And that's kind of like almost foster care in a way?
That term doesn't have the same right. meaning over there, but yeah, right. it's similar. Yeah, it would be very similar to yeah. that.
But that's right. good that they're not in a institution, that they mm-hmm. have kind of these family units that they're a part of.
That's right.
Way. Yeah.
That's right, and that's really important to us. There are always some children right now. When we visited, there were 23 of them that are what are called head of household orphans, and that means they don't have a family right now to live with, and so they are living alone in various circumstances. And so a lot of what we do also goes to helping those that are in a more urgent, critical state to help make sure they have the care they need. So that's a little bit about what we do. The other thing maybe to mention is just to talk a little bit about HCOC. HCOC is run by local Zimbabweans. They have a local board. All of the staff that work to care for the children and take care of the self-sustaining projects that are there, they're all local Zimbabweans. We just walk alongside them and try to listen to what their needs are and to help in whatever way we can. So we also think that's an important component of what we do.
So what does HCOC stand for?
So it's Heather Chimoga Orphan Care. And Heather Chimoga, without going into the long story, was a woman that lived in that area, very impacted by the things that obviously went on in Zimbabwe. And she later died, and the Orphan Care Center was named after her. Again, a longer story there, but I'm probably not the best person to tell that part of the story. So,
well, good.
Yeah.
So all that work that you all are doing, and so what were you doing when you went there just for, was it 2 weeks?
We were there for almost 5 weeks.
5 weeks.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. So Really, our visit this year had a number of goals associated with it, and each time we go, we try to have some very specific things that we're there to achieve and help with. And our main goal this year was we're in the process of building a child-friendly medical clinic on the HCOC campus. We currently run a very small clinic, literally one room with a closet, a storage area, no water, no electricity. And we've been running that clinic for over 10 years, but really the need is so much greater to help with the medical care of both the orphans and the community. So we're building a new clinic, which is awesome. And one of our main goals was then to kind of see where that project is, how we can help to make sure that it's moving forward. I do want to say we're really thankful to New Hope and this congregation. They've supported the clinic project to the tune of $18,000 through grants and donations and work with the mission committee here. So we're so thankful for that. There's been a number of other large grants and just small donations, just people giving $5 and $10. We've reached our goal of $75,000 in order to build the clinic, and the clinic is well underway. We hope to have it completed in the next couple of months. However, because of the economic crisis, the political crisis over there, at the $75,000 that we've reached, we're not going to be able to fully complete the clinic. So we are have a new goal of raising another probably $25,000 to really fully complete and equip the clinic. But that was one of our main goals on this trip, was to see where are they with that project, how is it going, what is it going to take to complete the project. And so we spent a lot of time on that.
Is that because of inflation, of just kind of what's going on there that it's...
Yeah, there's a number of things. I would say that is the main contributor.
Corruption.
So, one of the main things that changed, interestingly, as we arrived to the airport to leave for Zimbabwe in June, literally while we were standing in the airport checking in, we got some messages that Zimbabwe had just made a radical change financially, and the U.S. dollar is no longer accepted in Zimbabwe. So we're standing there with all of our cash that we're bringing to accomplish all of our goals, and we hear, guess what, those U.S. dollars are not going to be accepted in Zimbabwe. So that was one of the major challenges that we can talk more about. But I guess I bring that up is they're in such financial instability that what it costs to buy roofing material, on any given day is radically different, and prices just continue to go up. And even finding the material and then figuring out how to purchase it, how to work with the vendors, it's a pretty massive effort. So, it's really the financial crisis that has led to the clinic being more expensive to actually complete than we originally anticipated.
Yeah, and it makes it harder for people trying to help, like you too. Like now you have to find creative ways of how to, well, you had to transfer the money and all that stuff. But so you've gone on a trip to Zimbabwe about 5 times now, most recent this summer. Can you tell me what was the most impactful part of that trip for you?
Yeah, absolutely. It's always hard to pick out a particular incident or day because every day is so different and every day is impactful over there. But one of the things I do to help remember my journey is I journal while I'm in Zimbabwe. And in really reflecting back on the trip, there are really 2 incidents that I would like to share with you that I think were very impactful on that trip. The first one that I'll share is about one of the orphans there. And I'm just going to read a little summary journal that I put together for family that night. And this was on July 16th, actually. I'm reminded tonight of one of the reasons that HCOC exists. We met an orphan tonight that was abused after both parents died many years ago. To protect her anonymity, I'll call her Chris. Chris has led a very troubled existence and has behavioral issues that have caused problems for the current caregivers and perplexed all concerned about how best to help her when she continues to run away from her current home. In doing so, Chris is vulnerable to more abuse and danger, and caregivers are left frustrated and fearful. Chris needs ongoing care along with all of the other orphan services that we provide. While there are a few options, the options are limited, and access to mental health care services can be very difficult in Zimbabwe. The ZNP board has approved funding to hire and train a social worker, and so we're very excited that this service that's desperately needed will hopefully be able to be offered to children like Chris who are suffering from abuse and related behavioral issues that could follow them a lifetime if not addressed. It's been a sobering reintroduction to HCOC after our return from Harare. Please pray for these children in desperate need. So that was, you know, definitely an evening. We had met Chris along our journey in coming back from Harare, and she ended up coming with us in the vehicle we were driving in the back of the truck, and we ended up taking her to her family situation where she was living later that night, and spent time actually in the household with her and what we'll call her foster family, if you will. And it was just such an emotional, heartbreaking, but also heartwarming experience sitting there on the floor in that household with her and her caregivers and trying to work to figure out how to best care for her. And it was an amazing opportunity to see Albert Mukandwa, who is the CEO who runs Heather Chimoga Orphan Care, to see him work with this family and with this girl to just figure out, how do we help you? How do we keep you out of danger? And how do we help you move forward so that this trauma doesn't define your entire life? So it was a really special experience, and again, a good reminder of why HCOC exists.
Yeah, and the community being the community together, and it's not, I think sometimes with missions, the problem that happens is when the mission becomes the only piece that's helping, right?
Mm-hmm.
And but the mission should be the thing that's helping the community mm-hmm. step up and work together.
That's yeah. exactly right. And I think that's exactly the model we follow, is how do we help equip the community to take care of their own orphans and vulnerable children? What can we do from afar, just as a community of Christians, to help one another? Mm-hmm. And that's really why we're there and what we're trying to do to help. So
what can we do? What can we do to help people at New Hope or people listening? What can we do to help in Zimbabwe?
Yeah. I think some of it is just pay attention, listen to the stories, seek out information, see where God's drawing your heart. There are mission opportunities all over the world, right here in Castle Rock, in our backyard, and across the world. So it's, you know, I think looking for ways where God wants to plug you in, and listening to those callings. In regards to Zimbabwe, you know, there's a number of different ways to help. We have a mission team here at New Hope Presbyterian where people can get involved and help as New Hope looks for ways to help fund and support HCOC. We have the bigger community of 10 churches, so we have a board that people can certainly serve on. We do a number of different fundraisers, two major big fundraisers during the year we encourage people to get involved on. If you bike or you golf, we have two great ways for you to have a ton of fun and to help children. So you can seek out ways to help with those fundraisers. And just praying for the community. We have a shared, I think one of the most impactful things we've done in the last 5 or so years, I don't know why we didn't do it before this, but about 5 years ago, we started praying for one another at the same time, both in Zimbabwe and here, once a month, and it's every Saturday at 9 a.m. our time. And so they're praying for us at the same time over there, and their prayer, I mean, they are praying for us here in our lives and our struggles. And it's just amazing to know that together we're making this community where it's not just about handouts one direction. We're helping each other and we're praying and supporting for each other. So that's another great way to support. But it does take money. I mean, bottom line, to do all the things that we need to do, those donations are very important. We're caring for 800 children that we're feeding on a daily basis. Those include the orphans and preschoolers that we feed every day. We're providing medical care every day for those children. We're providing school fees so that the children can continue to go to school and get an education that they wouldn't be getting. And in Zimbabwe, they're government-run schools, and you pay or you don't get to go to school. That's a very impactful thing that we do as well, along with, again, just providing emotional support and spiritual development and Bible studies and just the staff that's needed to orchestrate helping 800 children. So those are some of the things that we do and some of the ways that you can help. And if it's okay, I'd like to share just one other impactful story as well. And I think this goes to another way to help in to your question. One of the things that's really amazing to me, again, along the spirit of this is about assisting a whole community to raise their own children in their community. And one of the ways they do that is there are about 21 villages that we're serving in this area. And for the most part, each village has a caregiver in it. These are beautiful, lovely, caring women. They're completely volunteer. They don't get any payment for their services in terms of what they're doing, but they live in the particular village. And their responsibility is really to look after the orphans that are being served by HCOC in that village. So they're checking in to see, they don't always live with the caregiver. Sometimes they do, but sometimes they live with another family there in the village. But these caregivers, these women are looking to see, are they sick? Are they going to school? Are they wearing tattered clothing? They're kind of just watching over these orphans in their village and bringing things to the attention of HCOC, and also just supporting and being there for the children. And so these caregivers, one afternoon, we decided we wanted to honor them in some way. And so we invited them all to come to the HCOC campus. And in advance, Jackie and Lanice and I had put together care kits. We had purchased just beautiful material from some shops in Harare. And a lot of times, if you think about it in Zimbabwe, wherever you go, you're oftentimes sitting on the ground. You're riding in very, it's dirty, it's dusty. And so they have, I think they call them Zambies, I'm not sure, but they take these material and they use it to just tie around their waist. So if they need to sit down on the ground, they have something to sit on. It helps to keep them clean. Or they can use it to tie the babies on their back, or they can use it to sew clothing for their children or whatever they want. So we bought beautiful cloth, and then we stuffed it and made kits out of, we put cooking oil and sugar and just food supplies to help these women as they take care of their own families as well as the children. And so we invited them all here, or all to HCOC, and we just had this afternoon that was just pure joy and so unexpected of these 20-some beautiful women just caring for us, although, getting these care kits that they weren't expecting to get, that's not why they came. But just singing to us and dancing with us and loving on us. And we played netball. And it was just really an afternoon that I'll never forget.
Well, good. And thank you for all the stories you shared. Thank you for all the work you've put into this. And all the other people in New Hope who are a part of this mission. This has been something part of our DNA for a long time. And we want to continue to support and care for the people in Zimbabwe. Yeah. So thank you for all your work, Deanna. And you'll be talking about this at some point in front of the congregation too,
yeah,
right?
That's my hope for sure.
And we'll just continue to support, and we'll have ways, I think, on when you give to New Hope, you can put a line item on your check or something. On Realm, I think there's actually an option you can pick that it goes towards missions or Zimbabwe. Okay. So thank you for joining us today.
Sure. Thanks for having me. I love talking about it. So appreciate all the support New Hope has offered. So thank you.
This has been an episode of Voices of Hope. If you enjoy our podcast, please rate and review it and share with your friends. And we will see you next time.